Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Obama's visit to Boston and to the Tech Boston Academy yesterday is raising questions about his proposal to use specialized technology to bolster public education. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on the visit and on the new debate.
Hundreds of people lined the streets near Tech Boston Academy yesterday to try to catch a glimpse of the president. The school of 800 students in grades 6 through 12 sits amid triple-deckers and small businesses in an area known more for poverty and crime than presidential visits.
Students here come from some tough neighborhoods, am I right? Yes. And yet the graduation rate is almost 20 points higher than the rest of the city. 20 points high.
The president's 20-minute speech was mainly directed at the Tech Boston students. The president said they have proven there's no excuse for failing schools.
And I wanted to come to Tech Boston so that the rest of America can see how it's done. You guys are a model for what's happening all across the country.
Tech Boston is a pilot school, which means it is a public school whose administrators have more flexibility to do things like lengthen the school day and change curricula. The school also partners with private companies and philanthropies like the Gates Foundation. That helps pay for the level of technology at the school that its name suggests. These were the main ideas the president touted yesterday: more federal money for education, but also sharing the responsibility with the private sector and using innovative technology.
I'm calling for investments in educational technology that will help create digital tutors that are as effective as personal tutors, educational software that's as compelling as the best video game. I want you guys to be stuck on a video game that's teaching you something other than just blowing something up.
The president is proposing a $90 million competitive grant program to find new technologies that might improve education. To get a look at some of those latest educational video games that the president's talking about, I visited MIT. Scott Osterweil, creative director at MIT's Education Arcade, showed me a game designed to help teach math to middle school students. It's called Lore of the Labyrinth.
In this case, you come into a room and you're simply... all you're told is that you've got to get something out of a vending machine, and that's all you know, and I'm not going to make you play it.
Okay, well, I think I'll take the pizza.
Okay.
And I click
there and nothing happens.
Right, how come?
Well, figure it out.
Oh, thanks a lot. And I didn't get my pizza.
To get the pizza, I essentially have to figure out how to pay for it.
That only gave me six. What if I did...
So you're doing algebra.
Right.
So you're solving for X.
Right.
Now, in fact, in this particular puzzle, you've just failed to get it in enough tries, and so the game makes you get to do it over again.
I failed middle school math.
No, but again, failure is a normal part of gameplay. Kids are used to failure. They don't even think of it as failure. They think of it as the necessary step along the way.
This game is now used by thousands of teachers across the country. And Osterweil says a half dozen more such games are being developed. But not everyone is convinced that technology should be the center of education reform.
Technology is a tool. Technology isn't the primary way that children will get educated, regardless of how sophisticated the technology is.
Boston Teachers Union President Richard Stutman said after the president's speech yesterday that computers can't take the place of teachers. And he said most city schools do not have the infrastructure to accommodate the latest technology.
Not every school has everything that a Tech Boston has. So, for example, the schools that I represent, the other 134 of them or so, do not have the benefit of the Gates Foundation.
Nevertheless, Stutman says he welcomes the national attention, and he says it's been a long time since a sitting president visited a Boston school.
George Bush came to Latin School with Senator Kennedy, I'm going to guess, 10 to 15 years ago.
So this is a big deal.
This is quite an occasion.
And it was a special occasion for the Tech Boston students. Many of them screamed that they would not wash their hands after high-fiving the president yesterday. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.